Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I do want to share right now, this evangelist, CBN News is reporting that this evangelist was meeting with Nelson Mandela when he was just came out of prison, and he had been ministered to by Billy Graham, you know, through video, and he had wrote Billy Graham about what was going on. But you got to listen. This is so encouraging because this is a week we're remembering President Nelson Mandela, and we'll listen up.
One of South Africa's leading evangelists tells CBN News he believes the gospel profoundly affected Nelson Mandela's outlook as he re-entered politics after years in prison.
Yes, Michael Cassidy says Billy Graham asked him to visit Mandela in 1992 after Mandela wrote Graham after leaving prison. Cassidy says he personally took a signed copy of Graham's book, Peace with God, to Mandela.
I remember him telling me, you know, that when he was in prison, he never missed Bible study or church service or something like that. I was very impressed by that. I personally like to believe that the Christian gospel informed also his responses. It wasn't just pragmatic politics, but that there were principles here in his heart and soul and mind that he had come to believe were right.
At Mandela's request, Cassidy went on to network with other church leaders to press for reconciliation both before and after Mandela's election in 1994.
I was saddened by the fact that there were sectors of the church which had given either explicit or implicit support to the apartheid system and had legitimized it theologically. But it was not lost on him that the church was a very important player in the whole process whereby apartheid was brought to an end.
Cassidy says Mandela wrote a letter to Graham saying he was touched by one of Graham's TV broadcasts while in prison. Amazing.
Okay, so that's amazing. That's all for this week's.
That's so encouraging just to hear somebody's journey. Because when you look at the fruit of President Nelson Mandela, that he just has this fruit of forgiveness and mercy and that's a quality of someone who is a believer. And as we talked about, I believe it was yesterday, mm-hmm. you know, his first particular speech that he had given coming out right before he was elected president. And it was just so encouraging. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, If you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.